I had to study a little bit, to be honest. Mrs. Day approached me a couple weeks ago and asked me, and I told her I would think about it, but she kind of forced my arm a little bit. She's like, hey, I'm looking for a guest speaker. I was like, hey, I'll help you out. And she's like, no, you're not understanding. And I'm like, I don't really need to. But she was like, no, you need to practice. And I'm like, I really don't need to practice at this point. But so we worked something out, and then I just started looking up some stuff, and we got a speech prepared. Yeah, to be honest, it's a little nerve-wracking. I don't do very well at public speaking, but it was a true honor being the first one here, and I hope this continues for the school district.
And it's neat because all K through 12 students are in this gymnasium. The district, the consolidated district, had never done something like that before, and then 100 veterans turnout as well. So what does that mean, just getting the opportunity to speak in front of that type of crowd on a day like today?
It's an amazing feeling. It really is. I just hope I upheld everybody's wishes with the speech. To honor the 100 guys out there, I know I hold the title as a vet just because of what I've done, but I don't consider myself a true vet like some of these true war heroes that is actually sitting amongst us today. Most of these guys have really endured some sacrifices and hardship, and I'm still battling my time. So it is an honor to be here, and I hope these little guys, the K through, you know, 8, really understand what it takes and why these guys are sitting here. And the 9th through the seniors, I hope they understand that their day might be up next, you know, and they might have to answer that call. So it's a true honor to actually be the first one to come down here and talk, and I'm glad she asked me.